girl with a hockey dream. It was finally September hockey season. All the boys at school were talking about whose team they wanted to play for and all the new equipment they were getting. Overhearing their conversation was a girl named Bella, and Bella loved hockey more than anything. She was good at it too, always practicing outside with her younger brother and watching it on TV. And no one would have thought a girl would love hockey as much as a boy. It's always been a boy's sport, plus there are no girls' hockey teams in this small town. Bella always talked about how she wanted to play for the Revelstoke AAA Selects team, but she never found the courage to try out because no one would want a girl to be a part of a boys' team. After school that day, Bella was walking home, and on her walk home, she passes by the hockey arena. And on this huge billboard, it said, "Tryouts Monday at 6 p.m. for the Selects." As soon as Bella saw that sign, her face lit up with a smile, and she realized tryouts were in 1.5 hours. That meant she had to rush home. "Mom, there are tryouts in 1.5 hours, yelled Bella. Bella, are you sure you want to try out? It's a big commitment. Before her mom could even finish her sentence, Bella was already rushing to pack up her gear. Her mom knew that she wanted this more than anything, so without saying anything, she made her a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Bella grabbed her bag, sandwich, and gave her mom a big hug. Her mom wished her good luck, and Bella was on her way. As she approached the arena, all she could see was groups and bunches of boys, and not a girl in sight. Bella started to get a little bit of anxiety because everyone looked so intimidating, but she wasn't going to let this stop her or get in her way. The sign-up sheets were inside right when you walked in and on a table, and everyone just stared at Bella like she was some weird creature from another planet. Bella ignored the weird looks and handed in her sheet to the person at the front desk and went to find a dressing room. There was an empty dressing room meant for girls, but no one ever used it. In 15 minutes, she had to be on the ice, so she quickly got dressed and stepped out of the room. She stepped on the ice and took a knee, waiting for the other players to come out. "Welcome, everyone, to the 2019 Select Team Tryouts. We will be picking players with the most skills and ability to handle this level. I wish you all good luck," said the head coach named Mark. The instructors took over from there and started off by making everyone do some warm-up laps. Everyone started on the goal line, and when they blew the whistle, that meant go. A half an hour went by, and there was only 30 minutes left of tryouts, so they decided to do a shootout to really get a good look at everyone's skills. Of course, Bella was up last because all the boys budged in front of her and treated her like nothing. She watched everyone's moves and was very impressed by the skills that these players had, but it was her turn as she skated to center ice. One of the instructors passed her a puck and she got in her ready stance. All she could see was a 6'2 goaltender that was blocking everyone's shots, and he looked very intimidating. They blew the whistle and she started by skating. She got closer to the goalie and did her signature move that her dad had taught her by faking a slap shot, then shooting bar down. Bink, the sound of the top of the net. Everyone's jaws dropped. "Wow, where did you learn to shoot like that?" said the head coach. "I've been practicing and training all these years for this team, said Bella. At the end of the tryout, everyone took a knee, and the coach told everyone the team roster will be posted tomorrow at 4 p.m. outside the arena. Everyone was heading off the ice to go change, but Bella was called back to talk to the coach. "Hi, Bella, I'm Coach Mark, and I was very impressed by your skill level, but I have some bad news," said Coach Mark. "Thank you, and did I do something wrong?" Bella replied. "No, you didn't, but I don't think I can put you on this team because it's a boys' team and we don't want you to get hurt." The look on Bella's face said it all. She looked like she was going to cry. This was her dream, and it had been crushed into 1,000 pieces. Bella walked back to her dressing room and got changed as fast as she could. On her walk home, all she could think about was what Coach Mark said and how it was eating her alive. As she entered the house, she went straight to her room and started crying. Her mother heard her cries and rushed to her room. Bella didn't have to say a word to her mother because she already knew that she didn't make the team, so they just sat there and hugged.